You know, when it came to 2013, around January, we went through the floods. We lost everything, and all we had was a suitcase and some dollars. And we sowed ourselves out of all of that problem because of what the Lord had taught us, and we put it into practice. And within a couple of weeks, we had thousands and thousands of dollars. And it was all miraculous. Everything that the Lord has done through us has been miraculous. You know, a lot of people, they get people prophesy over them, but nothing ever happens. But we were seeing miracles, healings, people's lives change. We were seeing angels turn up. I've never seen an angel, but I've felt the presence of angels hundreds of times. And it took me a couple of years to get my head around this existence of walking in the presence of God. I spent 25 years speaking in tongues and praying a lot and being in a church and helping people. But when I stopped all of that and sought God with everything that I had, Don and I just moved into a new place. And it wasn't just a new place. We broke into some big places. And I tried to stay healthily skeptical. But my skepticism just burnt up with all of the stuff that happened. So all of the prophecies that you know, the Lord has spoken over us, they've all come true except for the end parts. And, you know, we stopped recording the prophecies after 2013, but they started getting not bizarre, but more intimate and more closer to the bone. We didn't record them for the rest of the body of Christ. What we do is, people who are very good friends with us, we tell them what the Lord has told us, and they confer. You know, the fruit, it's about the fruit that a person has that they display. And, you know, people can prophesy over people and say, you're going to be a great evangelist, or you're going to be a pastor, or you're going to start a great move of God, and 10 years goes by and nothing happens. It's like, what? You know, I don't listen to everybody when they start prophesying over me. I drop into the Spirit and I look and I say, is this person real? And I've learned to drop into the Spirit and to discern the difference between false utterances and true discernment of spirits. I walk in that very strongly, and sometimes it can be a bit of a burden, but I've learnt to deal with it and to be a person that I utilize it now, and I have peace with everything. I see things now that other Christians don't see, that if they saw it would trouble them. But I've learned that the peace of God passes all understanding, and He is able to keep me because I know the end game, and my eyes are on the end game. And Jesus has something wonderful for all of us if we'll just participate in His revelation for us, not what other false people speak. And there's just so many people walking around this earth who are Christians who are trying to fake it till they make it. And I don't want to be around them. I only hang around, I only fellowship with people who are actually pressing towards the mark of the higher calling. People who just pretend to have something but don't, you can pick them out a mile. I usually tell them what I do. You know, the greatest divider, I say, well, I just sat down and prayed for 5 hours a day for 3 months, and God turned up. And then I kept going for 5 years, 5 hours a day. And I look at them, and they know. They know if they have been to the places or have been in the presence of God like I have, they will know who I am. There's nobody who can pray in tongues for hours every day and not be changed inside. There's nobody at all. And if they've actually gone after God like I have, like Donna and I have, they know who we are. You can't get this stuff in a Weet-Bix packet, in a cereal box. You can't get this by just going along to church and just participating in the singing and the clapping and maybe handing money in the bucket. You can't get this stuff by trying to give blankets to all your cold friends. No, this has to be one-on-one with God. You have to go, and you have to go into the closet, which is the quiet place of your house or your life, and seek God without distraction, and go after Him and His revelation for you, and the relationship gets deeper and deeper. If I actually thought a lot about it, I'd be just overwhelmed with the amount of presence and all the activity, the spiritual activity that happens around us. I'd be overwhelmed. But one of the great things that God has done for me is that He has, as He's moved me further in, He's destroyed all of that pride and all of that exaltation that everybody has, so that I'm able to walk in the situation with Him without puffing my own self up. I actually truly understand the gravity of it all. And I know that it's not Don and I, it's Jesus. And it's the work of Jesus on the cross and in heaven. He's an intercessor for us. And he is the man. I tell you, probably the biggest thing that I have known, that I've learned, is that Jesus is a God-man. He's a God and a man. And as far as being a man, He's the best man that ever lived. I mean, as far as being a hero, he beats every Hollywood hero that ever played on stage. This guy had himself together. I mean, this guy was fully sold out. He was committed. And through reading the scriptures, through the gospel, and through living in the presence of God and understanding Him and His personality, Jesus, He is just magnificent, I tell you. I am overly impressed with the man himself. Overly impressed, because He's brought me into places where you can't discern things unless you're spiritually full of God, because you can't handle these things. But I encourage every Christian to make their way into whatever capacity God wants to do for them. So when we got to 2013, we stopped recording the prophecies for anybody to hear or see. But we kept them in our heart because they're just big. And I tell you, I have only... just the capacity to understand how big they are. You know, God has hidden a lot of things from me because I understand I'm just a normal person. And He is trying to reveal, He will reveal Himself through His people in the last days. You know, we talk about, the two prophets. We talk about Elijah. When he comes, he's going to turn the hearts. We understand that. We understand all those prophecies. But what part do we play in all of that? All we need to do is keep our eyes on God. And when everything opens up, we'll get our positions and we'll rejoice and we'll be overwhelmed with joy with what God has for us. So all you have to do is just make your way into the things of God through the spiritual realm, not through the intellectual realm, not through the natural way of thinking, but through the spiritual realm. And let God frame or build the picture like a jigsaw puzzle or like a painting with each brush stroke, transforming your vision and understanding and bringing things closer and closer to clarity. That's your job. Don't bother about other people walking in their revelation. Walk in the revelation that Jesus has for you according to the scriptures, because the scriptures are the anchor for your soul. Everybody that we know personally, we lay ourselves open to them and we say, what do you think about this? And every single one of them concur with what we understand as being true. We're not on some fool's errand or some foolish journey, not knowing where we're going or being led astray by false prophets. God is confirming His word daily with us. His presence is with us continually. So all we can do is be true to ourselves through the Holy Spirit. All we can do is stay in the presence of God on the Word and be confident that God is speaking to us. But He will always confirm His word towards you. He understands your frailty. He understands we live in a life of unbelief, of contradictions, we have the enemy and the whole world trying to destroy that vision that God is putting in us through the Holy Spirit. And we have to stay faithful, but we also have to search our hearts that we are walking in truth. We need to continually, daily search our hearts. Are we on track with God? And He will lead us into all truth through the Holy Spirit. He's given us a Paraclete, a person, the third person, the Godhead, who comes alongside us and encourages us, helps us, and helps us navigate through this minefield of unbelief, contradictions, lies, and deceptions that are in this world and are in Christians. You know, I'm very wary. I don't let people speak into my life. I don't listen to what they say. I very rarely let people speak into my life unless I know that they're being inspired by God. And then, yes, then I let them speak into my life. I'm very guarded. You know, the things that you value the most, you will protect. And that's what we protect, Don and I and all my brothers and sisters who are doing what we're doing, sitting down, praying in tongues, getting full of God, and are walking in healings and all of this God stuff. They're very protective of what God has given them. They're very protective of this stuff because it is the most valuablest thing that they have in their life. So I encourage you to stay true to the revelation of Jesus Christ and not true to waffly Christianity that has no substance and they're tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. You need to be stable. The Holy Spirit will stabilize you. I've got these birds outside going berserko. I don't know what they're doing. Making a big noise. Anyway, what I'll encourage you to do is to just sit down, pray in tongues, and ask God to transform you on the inside, changing your life, and giving you clarity and revelation through the Holy Spirit. And then you'll have understanding to be able to discern between what is truth and what is lies. And then you can navigate through this life successfully, and you won't lose your reward, and no one will take your crown. A lot of people just put their trust in an organization, a church, pastor. No, I put my trust in the Father, the Son, through the Holy Spirit. Okay, we'll leave it there.